Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We're going to have an extremely jam-packed information overload broadcast today. Thank you so much for joining us. We have the director and others from the film Shadow Government joining us coming up in the next hour. Then we have Declan McCullough coming on to talk about the Cybersecurity Act, to get into, of course, the calls for internet censorship by governments across the Western world, mirroring, or in some cases, even going further than what we see in communist China. That is what is coming up today. We're also going to have masses of important news and information throughout the full 4 hours with a disciplined news blitz, burrowing deeply in the news and information and your phone calls in the last hour today. But I'm also going to be covering a lot of news in this hour. The highly anticipated gubernatorial Republican primary in Texas is now history, with Rick Perry getting 757,461 votes. You got 25 million people in the state, and less than a million decided this for Perry, getting 51%. These are the final numbers from the state of Texas' own website. When the polls supposedly closed last night and they announced at 9:30, well, K. Billy Hutchinson capitulated and said that Perry had won. It was 52%, and she was 31, Deborah Medina 18. The final numbers are Perry 51, K. Billy Hutchinson at 30, and Deborah Medina at 19. There is no doubt if the Glenn Beck event wouldn't have happened with Deborah Medina at 20 points at that time, gaining 5 points a week, that she would have gotten more than 30% and gone into a runoff with Rick Perry and could have had a chance to really expose him on his big government New World Order agenda. But alas, that didn't happen. And I don't think your campaign handled that very well with all the different waffling and different statements to different audiences. But the main guilt lies with Glenn Beck and the Republican Party that admittedly targeted her. And now we see all these top Republican strategists in Politico and the Washington Times and other big sites and newspapers coming out and saying, we've got to take over the Tea Parties and kick out all the birthers and the truthers and the constitutionalists and the Minutemen and the three percenters and the, oh, they really don't like Oath Keepers. I mean, how do you demonize Oath Keepers? They just say follow the Bill of Rights and Constitution. It's pretty tame stuff, but it's so radical because telling the truth is a revolutionary act in times of great deceit and corruption. And there's a big Southern Poverty Law Center report demonizing myself and many others. We've got a MSNBC report as well. They are clearly getting ready for a big false flag to be blamed on constitutionalists who oppose the globalist takeover agenda. Now, I don't know if Joe Stack was the opening salvo in that, but with all the evidence weighed on either side, it's inconclusive, but leaning towards black ops staged event. But I have no doubt they're going to stage big attacks, and if I had to guess, I'd say April 15th or April 19th. And I don't like to put dates on things, but that's a key zone. And one big indicator is, I know Fox, CNN, MSNBC, CNBC, HBO, and others are all producing anti-Tea Party films to air in the middle of April to coincide with their fake terror.
Why is drinking pure high alkaline pH water the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Because alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using AlkaVision pH Drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to an alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty, and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Remain in your houses. The President of the United States has declared martial law under Executive Order 11004.
Will they do it? Will they pull the trigger this time? We all pray they stand down, but an engineered crisis seems more likely with each passing day. Think it can't happen here? Executive Order 10990 locks down all highways. Executive Order 10995 seizes control of all media outlets. Executive Order 10998 controls all farms and food supplies. All these executive orders are now cocked, loaded, and waiting for the right crisis. So if you're worried about the possibility of martial law here in America or have questions about how to survive it, go to martiallawsurvival.com. That's martiallawsurvival.com. Go to martiallawsurvival.com right now.
You must remain in your houses until your bracelets are scanned.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Going to be breaking down the cybersecurity bill. I've got Washington Post articles, CNN stories, all saying, oh, the White House is very secretive about this initiative, the Bush-era initiative that Obama is continuing, like the wars and the Patriot Act and the torture and the secret arrest and the bank looting. Absolute flawless integration from Obama to Bush, but now the establishment can play the part of the left. And then, oh, Rick Perry and Sarah Palin, they're going to come soaring out in 2011 into 2012 as your Republican presidential candidates. You heard it here first. I put them at the top of the ticket. And don't give me that, oh, we've already seen, you know, another president from Texas, George W. Bush. There's no way America's going to go for it. After people are done going through what they're going to go through in the next 2 years into the election cycle, they will worship George W. Bush. They will beg for him back because they're ignorant. They think Bush actually ran something. They think Obama's running something. I hear these fools on talk radio echoing Rick Perry's talking points of Texas only got 5% unemployment. Rest of the country got 10%. I think Perry's done pretty good for Texas. No, that'd be like if you had a strong swimmer and you tied a 20-pound weight around their ankle. Yeah, they could probably stay afloat for 10, 15 minutes before it pulled them under. But you don't praise the 20-pound bowling ball or dumbbell tied to your leg for the reason you're able to stay afloat. You do it because of the people that live in Texas and the resources and the skills we have in this second most populous, second most largest geographic area as well. Second most populous, second largest geographically. You praise the swimmer for being able to stay afloat, not the bowling ball, not the lead shoes, not the cement buckets that have the feet have been planted in. The whole country has had its feet planted in cement buckets. It's been thrown overboard, and yeah, New York, Michigan, California, Florida, New Jersey, and many other states are going bankrupt. Ohio, Pennsylvania, Illinois is officially bankrupt. That was all over the news the last week. And so here come the bankers. They're going to save you. They're going to give you a hand out of the water. You're fighting, you're thrashing to stay above the water. You've got cement shoes on. You're about to go under, and the bankers lean over the side of the boat. They're the ones that put you in the cement shoes, and they drop a 40-pound bench press bar with 200 pounds on each end of it, so 240 pounds, into your hands. That's your bailout. That's your jobs bill. That's your green jobs. You know, I don't come up with these ridiculous analogies beforehand. They just come out of me. But bear with me. The whole office just has an incredible headache. I live in Austin, Texas, the capital of allergies. You know, this is more than allergies. My grandmother, of course, grew up and lives in Austin. My mother grew up and lived in Austin her whole life. And nobody had allergies. Now people are walking around like they're choking to death everywhere. It's the GMO food. It's the GMO pollen blowing around. It's the chemicals in the water. It's a cocktail of things. But I feel like I drank a half bottle of Jack Daniels last night, and I didn't have any Jack Daniels, folks. So everybody in the office described it as like a hangover or a fog. I mean, what is going on? They call it dragon ass. Okay. We've got the makers of shadow government. By the way, it's a really hot video. It's our hottest seller of anybody's book or video that we carry that wasn't produced by us. Our bestseller is Fall of the Republic and the Next Obama Deception. But shadow government has even outstripped sales of Endgame, Terror Storm, Fabled Enemies, other films I produced and directed, which shows the market has spoken. And when I told you this is a hot video and very informative with Daniel Estulin, Catherine Albrecht, G. Edward Griffin, and others, I'm in it. So we're going to break down the film. And there was so much material, they couldn't even put it all in there. And so we're talking about their next project as well with Andre Van Heerden and Jeffrey, Grant Jeffrey will be joining us coming up. And then Declan McCullough of CNET News. But the media, as I said, is running around saying, we don't know what's in the Cybersecurity Act. The White House won't tell us in this White House press release they put out yesterday that I've read over. The media isn't just controlled. They're a bunch of lazy baboons. I don't know, when it passed the House a few months ago, we read the House version, we read the Senate version on air, we've gone over it line by line, we've written articles at Infowars.com, at PrisonPlanet.com, Mother Jones has, CNET News has. It is the most draconian takeover of the Internet ever seen. It makes what China has set up look like child's play. They just put up firewalls and block IP addresses and website addresses that they don't like on blacklist. No, this bill creates a, which is already being set up, they're already building it. They always do that. They always try to pass a bill after they've already built it. Total surveillance of everything you do on the web. Internet service providers that give customer service or services of any type to more than 100 people, and that's tiny ISPs in the smallest towns. You have to put government software on your computers and comply with their hardware specifications. It creates licensing for anyone involved in any type of IT. Any type of IT, federal licensing, or it's a felony. It establishes tens of billions a year in the colleges and high schools where the government literally makes the schools. They've been moving towards this for 20 years, where the school tests you and then decides what you're going to be. And then, like North Korea, Communist Russia wasn't even this bad. Communist China isn't even this bad. They will decide what you're going to be and direct you for a out-of-high-school scholarship where you go directly to work for Homeland Security. All schools in the United States, England's doing the exact same thing, so is Europe. Your children, it's in the bill. It's passed the House. Will be tested in computer labs that are compulsory under the federal guidelines. It'll be, oh, great, you know, computer class 2 hours a day. They will find the best and brightest, and many of them will go directly into Homeland Security out of high school, or they will advance you into college. So within 4 years of this passing, they will have tens of millions of high school and college graduates. And already the largest sector of scholarships and government grants for college, we passed this line about 6 years ago, is Homeland Security related. Data mining, spying, criminal justice. They are converting the economy over to an armed spy camp, and they're using the government to do it. And money. They destroy the economy, and all you can do is join the military or the police or be a IT manager. And I already knew this, but I've heard these guys call on the talk radio and go, I'm getting out this year with a master's from A&M, and we data mine everything you do, rental cars, hotels, where you travel on the web, psychological algorithms, it's how we keep America safe. Well, I'll never forget that particular call I heard. Just so proud of it. And so that's how it works. They take your tax money, and they then take over the entire educational process. See, it's not enough what Eisenhower in 1961 warned about the military-industrial complex in control over 90% of raw research in private industry funding and in universities. Psychology, biology, weapons, metallurgy, electrical engineering, chemical engineering, everything. Computer engineering, everything. Now they go in and they only fund the universities and high schools to produce this. Already, every major state in the union has military homeschools. And by military homeschools, I mean the military's taken over the public schools. And so they're locally controlled and are in the community. And so the children leave their homes every day and go to a public school run by the Pentagon. This is not a private military school. Everywhere. Just, it's a total conversion. This is what it's like to live in North Korea. The state controls everything. Incredibly rich families get even richer because they get all the contracts for this. And it's an up-down, vertically integrated economy. Welcome to the New World Order. And from Australia to England to the United States, it's all identical being rolled out. I didn't even get started on cybersecurity. It's just NSA, Air Force, Pentagon run, giant spy centers already built all over the country, giant one just south of me in San Antonio. And it's just a total criminal takeover. And they're going to stage terror attacks and everything else, so you go along with it.
Hello. At OfTheField.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on OfTheField.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the wild food experience.
It's inspiring for many who are affected by the recent downturn of the economy.
I already knew a bit about foraging and edibles, but you take it to a whole new level.
A thousand thanks to you for all that great knowledge. It was empowering.
When I was in the Navy, I went through a couple of quick land survival classes.
Thank you for being an inspiration and for all the work that you do.
I really appreciate the depth and detail of the information.
Thank you so much.
Much love and respect to you from all of us here in the boonies.
Thanks again.
Knowledge is power, and that power brings peace.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at OfTheField.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones, or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
A tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty, and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hounded by debt collectors with phone calls and letters? Thinking of calling a debt relief company? Don't. Greedy lawyers and debt companies charge thousands. Why pay when you can get their solution absolutely free with New York Times best-selling author Herb Kay's number one debt secret, the how-to on stopping the calls without paying the debt companies. Yes, free for a very limited time. Here's Herb Kay.
Don't get ripped off by credit repair companies when I can give you the information you need to do it yourself for free.
Herb Kay was right. His free information helped me stop the calls and settle my debt.
What have you got to lose? Stop the calls now, get out of debt, and have more money. Get Herb Kay's number one debt secret absolutely free now. Call 888-352-7726. That's 888-352-7726. 888-352-7726.
In my stacks of news today, a whole bunch of different states in the U.S. are passing taxes on everybody's food at the grocery store. The worst dictatorships don't tend to do that. They're passing new gas taxes at the state level. They're passing new health care taxes when you go to a restaurant to eat. It's just a swarm of disease locusts, grasshoppers blacking out the sun, landing on our fertile fields, eating us out of house and home, and the government and their parasite hordes are just getting started. And they're training the police to hate the public and to despise us and to use force on us instantly and to squeeze us and drive us into utter submission. It is not a pretty picture. I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 stacks of news here in front of me. But I want to open the phones up coming up in the next segment on any subject you wish to discuss. 1-800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. We will get you up and on the air. Here's some of the news. Let me just read headlines. Economist, another financial crisis on the way. Nonpartisan group led by Nobel winner calls for stronger financial reforms. ABC News. Lawmakers cry jobs to push through bills. They're not calling it another stimulus that's really a banker robbery. They're calling it jobs bills. As we told you months ago, internally leaks came out that they were going to call it a jobs bill, and here it is. Here's another one, New York Times. Fuel taxes must rise, Harvard research says. Yes, yes, we've got to raise your taxes. Justices may extend gun owners' rights nationwide. Oh, they're going to give us our rights. But then you read what the gun grabbers are saying. We got Larry Pratt on this tomorrow. It looks like they're going to say, yes, you have a right at the state level, but the state also has a right to restrict that right. See, there's never been a ruling at the Supreme Court saying they can restrict the Second Amendment because it was just common law and common knowledge there was no laws and rules because criminals won't follow laws to begin with, so why restrict citizens? So we'll be breaking that down. There's also a Wall Street Journal article, The Flu Season That Fizzled. Oh, cases of H1N1 have dwindled. Seasonal flu has been a no-show, and doctors wonder why. It was all a hoax. And we knew in January of last year, 3 months before the fear-mongering started in Mexico, in April, that the government was gearing up for something big dealing with the flu. And we said it may be staged, it may be real, but they are saying get ready for martial law. But you didn't go along with it. The mainstream media and government have no credibility, and now there's criminal investigations in Europe dealing with Big Pharma paying off the heads of the EU and World Health Organization. And I've got the graph here. We go live at PrisonPlanet.tv later. I'm going to show this. Tracking the flu. This is one of the lowest flu seasons on record. And they've now put out a report 2 weeks ago. The feds admit that the H1N1 vaccine didn't even protect you from the weak swine flu. A total hoax. But you got whatever it was they wanted you to get in those shots. The mercury. All the other goodies. Perry to face showdown against White in November. White is a gun-grabbing globalist. Rick Perry at least has to act like he's a conservative. Remember, this is a guy that said young girls had to take the Gardasil shot, that they admittedly was killing people in trials and did kill people once it went widespread. That was a hoax. He just told the state health department to put it on the list of recommended vaccines for school or college entrance. They don't tell you there's a waiver form. And, of course, he's the guy that brought you the NAFTA superhighways and kept vetoing the legislature. But it doesn't matter. Republicans are feeling real good right now about Governor Hare, the guy that's got the great hair. That's what matters. And he talks with a West Texas accent, so he must be good. But the bigger news here is he did act like a patriot. He did claim he wanted to secede or have 10th Amendment powers declared. He did play the part of an anti-New World Order person, and look at how he won. An unprecedented third term. And he finished up 2 years of George W. Bush, so he's been in 10 years. He'll be in 14 years. But there's no term limits. He may just be governor for life, though they're positioning him for president, mark my words. But the good news is this vision of America, a constitutional patriot vision, is popular. And all over the country, Republicans that sing to that sheet of music are winning. And that again tells you we are the majority. Ron Paul has an 84% approval rating with Texas voters. That was out yesterday. 84%. No other congressman in the country has that. All right, big news blitz, your phone calls coming up.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
For safety, you lock doors, set alarms, buy antivirus software, maybe even have a watchdog. Do you care as much about your air and water? Lock out harmful poisons from entering your body with airandaqua.com. Using purification devices from airandaqua.com allows you to enjoy safety and security with every breath you make and every sip you take. For free shipping on purchases, discounts, and newsletters, visit airandaqua.com or call 866-380-2782. Shop airandaqua.com and purify your life.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This chasm, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty, and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, Alex has been encouraging you to get food. Well, here's an unbelievable chance for you to jumpstart your food savings plan from eFoodsDirect.com. Anyone placing food orders on the large volume production run scheduled for the week of March 22nd can get a lot of food for very little cost. For example, with each pre-production order of 3 7-day responders, they'll ship a fourth week of food free. That's buy three, get one free. They'll take orders from now until March 22nd. The following week, they'll produce huge runs of the pre-ordered food, passing the savings to you in this buy three, get one free program. Folks, this is the best chance to stock up you'll ever see. Another example, buy 9 months worth of food and get 3 months free. You've got to go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex for the food buy of a lifetime. Or call 800-409-5633. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or 800-409-5633.
And playing questions from the InfoWars comment line where you can call in anytime you wish and leave a question or comment. We'll get to it here on air sometimes. Got a caller asking if I believe the sudden onset of earthquakes may be related to HAARP. I have another one out of Quebec, Canada. Caller states that Copenhagen tax is passing in the form of gas tax in Quebec. Yes, I was aware of that. We'll talk about it. Also, Robert asked if governors can call the National Guard troops home. So we will talk about that coming up after we talk to Rennie, Jeff, Sean, Seth, Rusty, and others and go through a ton of other news. Genesis does not have an accurate affiliate list up on their website, but I know they're working on getting that together properly. But I thought I would just tell you the new stations that have picked up this radio broadcast in the last week. We're gaining new affiliates every week now. The radio show is exploding, both terrestrially and on satellite radio. They put their toe in the water about a year ago, putting me on 3 hours a day on Saturdays from the Friday show. And they're still carrying that and putting their toe in the water a little bit deeper. Now they're up to their ankle with 1 hour a night. So let me tell you, we're on XM Channel 158. It's taking the fourth hour starting this week of the Monday through Friday show and running in from 8 to 9 p.m. Central Time. Brannigan didn't say if this was Central. John, is this Central for sure? Yeah, let's double check that. But whatever, 8, 9 o'clock, whatever time zone on XM 158. So it's 8 p.m. Central. Okay. And then KEYS 1440 a.m. Corpus Christi is taking both hours of the Sunday show live. I just love Port Aransas down there. I'd live down there if I could. KLRG 880 a.m. 50,000 watts, Little Rock, Arkansas, taking all 4 hours of the show with a 1 hour delay. WIFL 104.3 FM in Florida. From Gainesville to North Tampa is running the show from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. KMLS 100.1.9 FM in Carlsbad, New Mexico. Well, that's another cool town. Gotta love Carlsbad Caverns. KMLS 101.9 FM is taking the show daily from 7 p.m. to 11 p.m. And then also re-airing us on Saturday and Sunday. WTAN 1340 a.m. in Tampa, Florida, went from only taking 1 hour of the show in the early morning to running the show live from 2 to 3 p.m. and more on the way. So, look, you can't have the head of the IMF calling for world government and a new world currency and every other world leader calling for world government and then have the media making fun of me and calling me a liar when I talk about it. I mean, the show is almost passé. I mean, everything we've talked about has come true and unfolded. And do you want the next phase of this to unfold? Because it's just going to get worse and worse and worse, ladies and gentlemen, under this new world order. It's all written down by the UN and by the top Fortune 100 what they're setting up. A global, private, corporate dictatorship that wants to bankrupt you, that thinks you're consuming too much. And they're using psychology and social engineering to get the job done. Potok from the Southern Poverty Law Center was on MSNBC. I'm going to play it later in the show today and analyze it. He was on there 2 days ago. Paul Watson's got an article up on prisonplanet.com about it, and a separate article by Kurt Nemo also covering all the demonization. And he says there's these crazy people. And in the Southern Poverty Law Center report, they list mainline Congress people. And they list former Congressman Tom Tancredo and say he's bad. And they demonize me. And they say we're crazy and believe there's a world government being formed. As if Potok can sit up there and say, there is not any water in the Atlantic Ocean. I am Potok. I speak from the mountain. I am God. I say so. And so it is so. So let it be written. So let it be done. And they get up all over TV and say, you are not allowed to talk about the New World Order or global government or banks robbing you. If you do, you're a Ku Klux Klan member. You are not allowed to call the government health care socialist, or you hate black people. And they say that on the newscast, that it's racism. I mean, it doesn't work anymore. You're not God. You're discredited idiots. Everyone knows you're trying to set the political parameters of kosher discussion, that you control reality and you don't control reality. It's very simple. But they think you're so weak-minded, and they think that you'll just go off of what is seen as politically correct and popular. that they can sit there on the same news channels announcing world government and on the next show come out and say dangerous crazies believe a world government's being formed and they're evil and they're going to attack us. Now, I talked at the very start of the radio broadcast today about the fact that, and Michael Savage agrees with me, many others do, we know that Bill Clinton's people bombed Oklahoma City, that's even come out in federal documents, that the FBI ran the whole operation. They are going to play the terror card. There is nothing they can do but play that card, and they're clearly prepping everyone for that to happen. And I've been saying I believe they're going to stage a terror attack in Austin, and you saw the Joe Stack attack, and now it turns out that the person that owned the hangar that had a few small planes in it worked in remote control aircraft for L3 and was in Homeland Security. And then you've got his family saying he didn't write the letter and witnesses saying no one was in the plane and witnesses saying emergency equipment was there beforehand and the FBI was out there beforehand and then all that was confirmed. And then you've got the government grandstanding and Geithner coming down and playing victim. It has all the hallmarks of a staged event. But regardless, they've got TV documentaries from HBO to MSNBC all in production on five cable channels I know of to air in the middle of April. They had Chris Matthews, people down here interviewing me for one of them. And it's just like they mass troops around Afghanistan before they stage 9/11, or they start massing troops in Yemen before they stage the underwear bombing. And if you didn't know and just tuned in, that is absolutely staged. Detroit News reported the State Department admitted they were ordered by the CIA to protect the underwear bomber to get him on the plane, and then it just goes on from there. It's unbelievable. And then they sell the body scanners and the police state new wars out of it. They have to pre-produce all these television shows, and I happen to know from inside sources what's in several of them. It's all about how the Tea Parties are violent and are going to kill people and how they're tied in with extremists and white supremacists. And it's all being pre-produced to air when they stage the terror attack in the middle of April. Now, by exposing this right now, they may not do it. But I went on air in January of last year, three and a half months before April in Mexico and the flu outbreak. And I said, all I know is I've got all these internal documents that they're getting the Bureau of Cemeteries in major states. And we posted the memos, State of New York letterhead. We had the emergency manager on from Indiana. They had Illinois officials there across the border saying, get ready for millions dead from Chicago, buried out here in your cornfields. And I went on air and I said, I don't know what they're doing with the flu, but they say they're going to have martial law and they may not do it. It may just be a drill, but they're certainly gearing up for it. And look what happened. And I believe our being aware of this and watching their preparatory brainwashing, their conditioning for this, got enough people pre-positioned to know what was going on that once they launched their operation, we were on top of it, all of us together day one, and that we disarmed this ticking time bomb that Obama was going to use, that the military-industrial complex was going to use to smokescreen an even bigger takeover of our society and the banks even looting us at a more accelerated rate. And they may stage an attack on Iran as the smokescreen, or it may be an even bigger financial collapse. But I'm telling you, the main opposition to the New World Order banking takeover is libertarian, conservative, in the Fed constitutional groups, pro-Second Amendment groups, groups that don't want more taxes, people that don't want America to turn into a 100% government system. And so they are going to stage something in April, I believe. And I've seen them do this before. I've seen them start the bin Laden programs. He's going to get you. He's going to attack. Watch out. And then it happens. I saw that before 9/11, and I'm seeing the drumbeat even harder now. There's a big article from Paul Watson that details it up at PrisonPlanet.com right now. Okay, let's go to some of your calls. Rennie in Utah, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex, I just want to kind of get something off my chest and make it short and sweet. I am a Mormon. I'm a veteran, and I despise Glenn Beck. I know he's a Mormon, but, you know, not trying to turn anything into religious wars. I don't trust Mitt Romney either. I do love Ron Paul, and I'm a follower of Deborah Medina. And I love what you're doing, Alex, and I just wanted to get that off my chest.
What, because a caller called in talking about Mormons yesterday?
Well, yeah, there was an earlier caller today talking about Glenn Beck and his white horse prophecy and all that. You know, the Mormon Church does not officially, they tell the members that that's not something we teach. I mean, that's just kind of rumor stuff. And Glenn Beck, I think the guy's just a fruitcake, and he doesn't speak for the Mormon Church. He's just, you know, most of my friends, we listen to you, we like Ron Paul, and, you know, we kind of see through Glenn Beck's smoke screens and all that. So,
well, I've noticed that, I've noticed that grassroots Mormons are big supporters of this show, and statistically, you know, for a very small minority group, what, 2-3% of the country or even less, that most Mormons I run into are listeners of the show. So I appreciate your call, Rennie. Let's go ahead and talk to Jeff in New York. Jeff, you're on the air.
Yes, thank you very much. My name is Jeffrey Smith. I'm the Northeast Director of the American Free Press, and I want to call in to your show. There is something going on here in Manhattan which is very disturbing, and it dovetails exactly with what you're saying. Over the last 3 months, for whatever reason, New York City and New York State has pulled tremendous amounts of police and MTA workers out of the subway system. You can now wander around for hours down there.
And that was done before 7/7. That was done on 9/11. It was done in 1993 when the feds bombed the World Trade Center. And again, that's on record. Cook the bomb, train the driver. Burmese's film, and I've never seen this or heard it before. I just read it in the New York Times. He has the actual declassified audio tapes of the FBI ordering them to cook the bomb and let the bombing go forward. But side issue, sorry.
Okay, what should be the case is that this has created so many ways. So many cops have come to me and said they're so disturbed about the fact of this forced reduction. That's called the...
They pulled the security off the World Trade Center the month before. That's New York Daily News.
All right, now look. The thing is that tomorrow there is going to be a tremendous rally and protest against the security reduction at the Fashion Institute of Technology, 7th Avenue and 27th Street. It's going to start at 5 p.m., 7th Avenue and 27th Street, Fashion Institute of Technology. There is going to be a large number of public groups there, and every patriot in the sound of my voice that is in this New York area should be there to yell bloody murder, and they should directly say to the board, the MTA board, you are getting ready to stage an event, a terrorist event. Why is that? Because if you were here, you would see the tremendous crescendo of criticism of the banks, of how things are being run, of the financing. People are openly talking in the streets about devaluation.
And there was open talk of arresting the Federal Reserve Board, what, in 1920, and so they staged a bombing attack on Wall Street that killed a bunch of people. And I appreciate your call, Jeff. Now, some people are probably saying, this sounds schizophrenic. Alex is always saying, stop the Viper team, stop the warrantless searches, stop the checkpoints and subways all over the country. Well, yeah, because the government's staging it. And if you do have a lone nut that does something sometime, I'd rather have that than lose my freedoms. Because the danger of a government taking over your society is always statistically much worse than lone groups or small organizations that do exist sometimes. There's only one group that's ever attacked the New York subways. It was declassified in 1977 by the Church Committee. In 1968, multiple cases of a dangerous biological weapon, still classified, it's declassified that they did it, just not what it was, were time-released out of light bulbs. Death resulted. Details remain classified. 1968, U.S. government murdered people going to work on the U.S. subways. It took days to kill them, whatever it was, and they had Pentagon doctors placed in the local hospitals to not treat them, but watch how they died. That's declassified. So there's only one group ever to attack the New York subway. Again, if you got a group that's always killing people and always testing nerve gas on troops and always doing things like this, then that's always your main suspect. Who stands to gain? Who gets to play the part of the victims? Who gets to have a police state? So people are saying this sounds schizophrenic. No, Jeff is absolutely right. What we're saying is suddenly, and I've seen these reports, they pulled almost all security out of there, and they always do that, and then they'll come back with even more later after they stage it to sell you on accepting it. But yes, I've seen the reports of them the last 2 weeks pulling almost all of the police out of the subways, which isn't good because everybody I know from New York's been mugged or attempted to be mugged. Rob Jacobson had to get in a few little tussles with people trying to take his watch his parents gave him on the subway. I mean, it's pretty scary on the New York subway, especially late at night. I've been on that thing at like 3 a.m. And let me tell you, you'd like to see some cops. But they're always there at rush hour when there's not really a danger. We'll be right back.
A revolution in smoking is underway. A revolution all smokers of traditional cigarettes should know about. Keep listening for a special offer from PowerVapor.com. Standard tobacco cigarettes contain over 4,000 harmful chemicals. Now it's time to release yourself from the grip of big tobacco and experience true smoking freedom. PowerVapor.com is an e-cigarette with the look, feel, and smoke of a real cigarette, but with no tar, no carbon monoxide, and no bad odors. Power Vapor's e-cigarettes deliver just the right amount of nicotine in a water vapor that looks and feels like real smoke. Yes, you choose from 4 levels of nicotine, and that puts you back in control. Plus, you'll enjoy 8 flavors and big savings over traditional cigarettes. Get the facts and see our demonstration video at PowerVapor.com. That's PowerVapor.com. Log on to PowerVapor.com right now for a special 10% discount and 30-day money-back guarantee. PowerVapor.com, the smoking gun heard around the world.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress. And they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation. The criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at Infowars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Lose 1 to 2 pounds a day the healthy way and keep it off with the help of the entire Real HCG diet. With an average weight loss of 1.5 to 2 pounds a day, you can be in that bikini or swimming suit in no time. You've heard of people spending over $700 for this exact same diet at doctor's offices? Now you can start the entire HCG diet for under $100. YourHCG.com is the largest HCG reseller in the entire country, and we want to help you. We have helped thousands of people shed unwanted weight, so call YourHCG.com today. No prescription required. No doctor visit required. No painful injections. With every purchase, we'll provide you with everything you need, including your supply of HCG, unlimited one-on-one phone and email support from one of our amazing health coaches, in addition to a large list of menus, diets, and much more. Visit www.yourhcg.com or call us at 877-748-2709 to order your HCG today. Again, that's 877-748-2709 at yourhcg.com. We love you.
Come, you masters of war. You that build the big guns. You that build the death planes.
The destiny of the world is being decided in the next 5 years.
The bombs.
We are in a critical juncture. The New World Order has already taken over. Now they're trying to bring us into full bondage. Sean in Texas, you are on the air.
Yes, sir. How are you doing, Alex?
Good.
Good. Yeah, I just real quick just wanted to say, you know, first off, thank you very, very much for everything that you're doing. And, you know, basically, I just wanted to come and talk a little bit about the currency situation thing with the Federal Reserve. you know, I just really think that, you know, and you've been talking about different solutions and stuff that can be done, you know, basically, you know, get rid of the Federal Reserve and whatnot. You know, my big issue is, why are we even using a currency that's not backed by anything, that basically, you know, we basically are, you know, buying and selling debt, you know, and giving, you know, the big corporations, you know, the private banks even more control.
It's a debt-based system where from day one under a Federal Reserve banking cartel, more debt is created than can ever be paid back. Here's the reason I'm not, and people misrepresent what I'm for. We just had debates and discussions with monetary experts on different sides about it. I personally am not for a gold-backed currency because the banks, the very bankers, have used all their fiat money to buy up most of the real gold. Then they would have a new dictatorship, a financial dictatorship, if that happened. I am for the Congress and the American people that elect them deciding what monetary system we want and phasing us out of this debt money system that we have. You know, we could be backed by something maybe like silver, because that is something the globalists don't have full control over, or it could be partially gold backed with some silver backing as well. But you can always run into the inflation, deflation manipulations. But as long as the government's just issuing it itself and not having to create debt to get it, then the money is just the symbol of the agreed upon mode of exchange. So we get past a barter system.
Is why are we even, you know, why do we even, you know, need to move past the barter system? Why don't we, and there's, you know, and I don't know if you're familiar at all, you know, with some of the different, you know, some private companies and whatnot online. iTechs.com is one of them, where they basically use a barter system, you know, with different businesses and whatnot, and you can sell stuff on barter, you can sell stuff on trade, and they have, you know, different type of currency that they use on there as well.
Well,
you know,
I am for truly local communities and having that at the micro level. It's just for this complex world and all the trade that goes on. I mean, we need currencies. It just doesn't need to be in the hands of private banks. But I appreciate your call. Interesting point, Sean. Seth in California, you're on the air.
Hey, what's going on, Alex? How you doing?
Worldwide broadcast. What's going on with you?
I'm doing good. I have to keep a list here so I know what to talk about, because listening to you, I just start to thinking more things to say. But wanted to say we got Endgame off of our Netflix. I watched it with my wife. It was great. I've been listening to you about a year, but it was really good to just watch that and get a whole new perspective on what's going on.
Well, thank you. Yes, Endgame and Terror Storm are on Netflix. Go ahead.
I have an opinion about the false flag attack coming, but I think it's going to be on the Internet, actually. I don't know if it's going to be like a 9/11 style.
Oh, I agree. They're gearing up for false flag attacks on the web that they will launch themselves as a pretext to take it over.
Completely. And, you know, I don't ever hear you really talk about ACTA too much. I mean, I don't listen every single day. I try to, but the anti-counterfeiting trade agreement that's going on
yeah,
with the Internet.
Absolutely. The secret Internet treaty that's now been leaked.
Yeah, it's crazy because the reason they're doing it as a, it's not even a treaty because it's a trade agreement so that it can bypass Congress, just like the EPA with the carbon tax enforcement.
But it really is a treaty. We got Declan McCullough coming up in T-minus 1 hour to talk about that. Anything else, Seth?
You know, anyone who listens to Tom Sullivan should give him a call because he mentions you a lot but doesn't give you credit for anything. So that was about it.
What do you mean he mentions me a lot?
He kind of talks smack about you. He says that you make up things about 9/11. And
well, good for him. I don't even know who he is.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.